News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, yesterday, Chef Doreena Allen was speaking to Sean Moncrief about why half of college students only know how to cook up to five meals. I would have thought that's quite good, actually, based on what I was like in college. One of her theories is that they're simply never taught. But should cooking lessons start as early as primary school? Louise Lennox is a chef and children's eating expert, and she thinks so. She joins us now. Louise, why should cooking be a core subject?
I think it's a life skill, not just as we look at cooking, but food literacy. And it's an investment in our children's future health. We give kids the tools to, you know, learn all these subjects and we prepare them for future jobs. But I think the missing subject is our own health. You can't study, you can't work unless you are healthy. And food is the core of all of that.
We do home economics in school, although back in a different millennium when I was in school, it wasn't an option for me, certainly in a boys' school. But it is pretty widespread across schools now, isn't it?
I think it's the closest subject to food education in secondary school level. But there was a study done, and like shockingly, but not shockingly, only 11% of boys' secondary schools offer it, and it's still seen as a girl subject. But even in, you know, other schools, like I'm looking into schools at the moment for my son, and they're mixed, and I was really shocked to see that not all of them offer this. It's a close call, but I think we need to bring food education into primary school level. If we can teach coding, digital literacy that didn't exist years ago, well-being, which is all good for the curriculum, we can teach kids how to fry an egg. And it's so important because we need to eat every day, 3 to 6 times a day for some people. And this is the missing link. The government were able to roll out hot lunches. And so once they decide, policy follows. And the missing link is teaching our kids how to cook, how to understand food labelling, all of that type of stuff, because it's not enough to hand out food. Children need to understand why you need to eat, how to cook it.
Okay. And this is would it cost a fortune? You'd have to have kitchens in every school in the country.
I think you can be creative with that. If we can put people in space, get cars to drive themselves, we can do this. I introduced this into my son's class. He's neurodivergent, so homework's always been a challenge. And we swap one night from traditional homework and we do cooking. And I teach him that myself, and his teacher supports that. And I think we could bring creative homework in one night. I don't think any parent would worry if it's one night off, because we all struggle with homework. Don't get me going on Irish or maths.
Yeah. So paint the picture for us. What's a typical class in cooking? Would it look like under Louise Lennox? If Louise Lennox was Minister for Education, what would it look like?
Well, the first thing I would do is it would be compulsory, and I'd be teaching it from a primary level. And I would actually get children to like watch videos, because the first thing of how you teach kids how to eat is actually by looking at it. Doesn't matter if it's on a screen or it's in front of you. And then I would get them to bring that into the home place, because you need this to be collaborative with the parents at home. It can be bringing in an apple and just looking and smelling it. Then I would actually bring it through the multi-purpose that we learn, like, you know, maths. You learn that when you go shopping in the shops, weighing out stuff, and to make it fun and creative. And then to bring that into the secondary schools, there's so many influences on YouTube. My son watches cooking, like Japanese food is all huge and trendy. And we do have the social peer conversion when it comes to foods. And I think if it was under my rule, the first thing I would do is get the children when they're in primary school. So it's not a battle. It's just part of their everyday being.
Okay. All right. Just before you go, October's Picky Eaters Mealtime Makeover course for parents. You're launching. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've just launched my autumn October Picky Eater Mealtime Makeover course. It's for 1 in 3 children are picky eaters and parents don't know what to do. I was that parent. I trained in this, and now I help other parents, because one of the biggest pain points for parents is when their children don't eat. We have guilt, we have blame, we have shame. And it's really about helping your kids eat a wider variety of food and not beige food on repeat. So if anyone wants to find out more, you can follow me on Instagram. That's at Louise, or at fussyeatingkids.com.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks indeed. Louise Lennox, chef and children's eating expert. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Cooking in school. school's year, Kira?
I think it's really important. I think one of the things that I have an issue about is anytime my kids ever did a bit of cooking in school, it was always muffins and brownies and everything, which is lovely.
But let's cook something savoury and
let
healthy.
Let them know how to make a curry or a spaghetti bolognese or a stew or something that's a bit useful to them.
I literally did not know how to cook a potato. I had to ring my mother when I went to Dublin to college.
When you're talking about college, what people eat, one of my standard college foods was I used to boil potatoes, put loads of butter on them, empty a tin of tuna and a tin of beans over the top and eat that. It was like muck, but it was like...
Ooh. Yeah.
It was all right, though.
I generally just went to the coffee inn and had the spag bog for fiver.
I think I might have been broke.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.